Hey, CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Operation Radio Bug, which is our new initiative to bring artists or anyone into the station and do whatever they want. So today, we've got an artist feature, and I'm really excited for this one. It's my good friend Jack in the station. What's up, Jack?
What's up, Bailey? Thank you for having me.
Of course. And yeah, you've got some music to play for us today. Really excited for that.
We've put together a nice curated playlist.
Yes.
A wide variety of music in multiple genres, multiple sources.
I love the mix of genres that you chose.
Thank you.
Because we've got classical, we've got jazz, and we've got
alt rock.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's very Vancouver.
It's very Vancouver, and because I think that's, I think when we look at this beautiful city, those are the three genres that shine the most within our community.
That's true. I actually I tweaked the playlist a little bit because you recommended something Charles Mingus. What was it? The Face of...
Charles Mingus is Fables of Phobos.
Oh, Fables. Okay, I couldn't find it on Apple Music because I've never heard it. So I found The Clown, and I was just listening to that, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I put that instead, but maybe we could play that, the other one, later.
That would be great. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah,
should we start with some music? Playlist.
Let's start with some music. So
what are we going to start with, Bailey?
Well, you recommended the Arditi String Quartet.
Yeah, okay. So this is... Okay, well, this is going to wake everybody up this early in the morning.
Yeah.
We've got the Arditi String Quartet, which is often considered the most prominent string quartet in the production of contemporary music. And we've got Ligeti, Georg Ligeti, the great avant-garde experimentalist of the 20th century.
Awesome.
Who was bent on shattering barriers, being academic without being, shall we say, snobby.
We love this.
Incorporating music of different cultures, different genres, trying to be extremely beautiful, trying to be extremely ugly, making music that is as complex as possible, that sounds very simple, and very simple, that's extremely complex. And
amazing.
The reason I chose this piece is not only one of my favorite pieces, but I guarantee you've never heard anything like it in your life.
Yes, I can guarantee that too, when I was giving it a listen.
All right.
I think,
well, everybody, don't spill your coffee, okay?
Yeah, don't spill your coffee. We're going to go in with movement one or movement three?
I think we should go in with movement one.
All right, we're going in with movement one. This is Ligeti String Quartet number three.
Performed by the Arditi Quartet.
String
Quartet number two.
Oh. You know what? I made a grave mistake. I'm going to quickly search up String Quartet number three. My bad.
String Quartet number two by Ligeti.
Okay. Here we go. String Quartet. Good thing we have technology.
I know. Well, this gives a little bit more time to talk about the piece.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
So in this piece, we'll hear Ligeti explore microtonality and micropolyphony, which means very small movements in pitch that are nearly indistinguishable but kind of create a very unique atmosphere, and also very small movements in texture and detail, which will also create a sense of movement and continuity and a very unique color and texture with a lot of depth to it.
Is that related to microtonal?
That's exactly right. It's an example of microtonal music, and Ligeti himself was a fascinating composer, and he'd had an extremely brutal life. He fled the Second World War. He fled Nazism. He then fled Stalinism. And he found a tremendously difficult time getting his music to be popular because he was a radical even by avant-garde standards, in that he didn't necessarily confine to what was considered avant-garde at the time. So here we have the 20th century's great musical iconoclast.
Cool. All right. Well, I've got it up now. So, good.
Let's have a listen.
Good morning, everyone. Please enjoy. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM.
My name is Jack Campbell. My host is Bailey.
Yes. And we have Alex Haddon.
I'm here too.
And we're listening to Ligeti's String Quartet No. 2.
Performed by the Arditi String Quartet.
Yes.
One of the reasons that I chose this piece is, for anybody listening here in Vancouver, we currently have this interesting climate outside where we've got this snow on the ground and it's kind of humid and the steam is rising from the snow.
Uh-huh.
And we have this kind of warmth, and you know, in this Vancouver weather sometimes we get this bone chill, but we also have this sense
we have this sense of a
complacency with the weather that can bring a unique kind of warmth. And with this piece we just heard, I feel like it's so frigid and so rigid and so striking and stark, but at the same time there's a depth and a presence to it which is quite alluring, and it kind of made me think of that the atmosphere we currently have.
Indeed.
Agreed.
Wow. That's probably one of the best descriptions I could have heard for this string quartet.
Thank you.
Anyways,
we're about to hear something completely different.
Yeah, we're going to go a totally different route.
To quote Monty Python, and now for something completely different. And the reason I chose this next band is, I have a really close relationship with radio. Radio is something that I've been in. Passion I've enjoyed listening to since as far back as I can remember, and I've been involved with radio a lot for the last few years of my life, performing on the radio, scoring for radio, etc. It's a very important passion of mine, and this next band we're about to hear is the first band I ever remember hearing.
Wow.
And aside from my mother singing to me, this is the first time I remember really registering what music was and being fascinated by it and wanting to experience it for the rest of my life. So we're going to hear the multi-genre, minimalistic, simplistic, yet incredibly poetic and powerful Mondrian-esque genius of Jack and Meg White.
Wow. Okay. And this is As Ugly As I Seem. Is that correct?
That's right.
And the album, Get Behind Me, Satan.
Get Behind Me, Satan. Let's all get behind Satan this morning. I hope that Satan's behind us.
Here in the stew with our artist feature for today, Jack Campbell. And
good morning.
Good morning. And yeah, you have this amazing playlist picked out for today. We just listened to As Ugly As I Seem by the White Stripes. But before that, we listened to the RDT String Quartet play Ligeti's String Quartet number 2, which was an amazing tune to awaken to in this episode. But yeah, we're here. We're going to listen to some acoustic or to some real
live
string music in the studio today, brought to us by Jack Campbell. Why don't you tell us what you've got in store for us today?
Oh, this is so fun, huh? Nice way to wake up.
Yes.
So I've got a couple of pieces here that I can play for you today. You know, the first piece I want to play for you is combine some two things that I feel is part of my life's mission to promote. One is, and let me say that's not out of a sense of necessity, that's out of a sense of passion and duty and genuine interest. One is the music of that music in that has been composed by Canadians, and the other is classical music by composers who identify as female.
Wow.
So
awesome.
First piece sits really well in both those categories. I'm going to play a lovely little piece called Fourth Caprice of Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte, who was Canada's first major composer.
And cool.
She's a really, really remarkable woman. She came from Eastern Europe, had a very interesting life dealing with the political climate there, and she came to Vancouver. Actually, she didn't come to Vancouver. She came to Manitoba, where she wrote. And but her music has had a very big impact on this, on the whole scene in this country. And I was talking the other day to somebody who knew her personally, and apparently toward the end of her life she wore only military uniforms. Yet this piece is called The Mysterious Island.
Wow. All right. Well, The Mysterious Island, Jack's going to play it for us. We're going to set up, and then I'm really excited. I've never heard this before.
Actually, you have, because I played it on my recital at the Queer Arts Festival that you broadcast.
Oh, you played, that was that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, actually, I have.
I haven't, so okay, I'm excited.
Okay, awesome. So, Alex.
Do you want to mute my mic and then your mic so we can just hear that so we don't get feedback? Yeah, that looks good. I think it's the opposite one. So, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Do you want to play a couple notes and see? Okay. Sounds good.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, anybody listening? Please enjoy Sophie Carmen Eckhardt-Gramatte's Fourth Caprice, commonly known as The Mysterious Island.
Thank you. Wow, thanks, Jack.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to remind us the piece again?
Yeah, so that was Caprice No. 4 by Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramatte, one of Canada's first great original composers, and that was specifically nicknamed the Mysterious Island.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
Amazing. And actually, I was going to ask if you could refresh my memory, at least, about the concert that you played, because... Yeah, I totally forgot that you played this. But you also played, that was quite an amazing concert that you gave.
Yeah, so I gave a recital at the Queer Arts Festival at the Sum Gallery, which was a very exciting moment with my wonderful duo partner. And we performed a duo and solo piano and solo violin repertoire. And that was broadcast live on your radio station.
Love
that was
radio.
December 10th.
Yeah, so this isn't your first time on the
it's
CITR
101.9. Yeah, guest, yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break here?
Listen to some music.
Listen to some music, and fantastic. We'll be back with another piece that you've selected.
Fantastic. What are we going to listen to, baby?
What if we go with some Ornette Coleman?
That's one of Bailey and my bonding points of our friendship.
Yes, Ornette Coleman.
Let's do it.
Free jazz pioneer. I was reading some of the Harmelodic Manifesto the other day, actually, on the air. Were you there? Oh, no, you left. But yeah, Ornette Coleman, the harbinger of free jazz.
The harbinger of free jazz, and somebody who performed on a plastic saxophone tuned a quarter step down.
Yes, yeah. Quite an amazing
That's cool.
tone. But this is Lonely Woman. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. We've got Jack Campbell in the studio today and Alex Haddon. We're talking about jazz.
Yeah, I'm here with Bailey and Alex.
I'm being educated right now.
So right now, we're playing some music in the studio, and we were just kind of talking about the importance of the multi-genre awareness in a substantial musical understanding. And I think one of the tropes of a true artist is somebody who can ignore boundaries and barriers and borders and see that this is all associated, because as long as something sounds good and as long as you're playing with meaning and you're playing with soul and you're playing with feeling, as long as you're trying to create music that is beautiful and interesting, and remember that that which is beautiful and that which is interesting means different things to different people, then you are a substantial artist. And we were just listening to some contemporary classical music. We were listening to some kind of more multifaceted roots music. And now we were just listening to some great free jazz. And in the studio, while we were listening to that beautiful piece by Ornette Coleman, talking about Ornette, talking about Kenny Dorham, talking about Miles Davis and people like that. And that made me think of the Miles Davis Quintet and how important that, especially that last quintet, was in destroying genre barriers. And I think if we think of one band that had the biggest impact from the 1970s, I think we might think of something like the Sex Pistols, which invented punk music, or we might think of something like Led Zeppelin, which invented heavy metal music, or we might think of something like Miles Davis's second quintet, which established funk, established fusion, established the difference between there's no difference between jazz and funk and stuff. So I would like to suggest a track right now by the hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
And it's
what is it?
It's a piece called Excursions.
Love Excursions.
This is a crazy coincidence that you bring this up, actually, because I was saying on my last episode, Saxophone La Nuit, the 70s was kind of like a spiritual awakening in a sense. And I played, the first piece I played to start out the show was Scenario from A Tribe Called Quest.
There you go.
Because I think
that's
there's the like Jimi Hendrix sample on there.
Absolutely.
And then also My Little Brown Book from John Coltrane.
So right now on Excursions, what we're going to hear is with this incredible hip hop group and with Q-Tip and et cetera, we're going to hear the incredible playing of the bass player from Miles Davis's
Quintet. I was about to mention, the bass line of this song is amazing.
It's insane. It's incredible. I believe this is Ron Carter on bass.
Ron Carter?
And it also brings kind of this episode full circle, because, of course, the lyricist and the rhyme of this is by Q-Tip of A Tribe Called Quest. We were just listening to some White Stripes. A few months ago, Jack White released a track with Q-Tip.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
So we're bringing this full circle. So let's hear Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest, and everybody jam out.
Here it is.
Close.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract listening to hip hop. My pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way that Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected, things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for, the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the records, hey, your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you diss, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake, shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10 and a half.
Come on, yeah, we gotta make moves.
Never, ever, ever do the fake moves.
Words.
We gotta be a winner all the time. Can't fall prey to a hip-hop crime. With the dope raps and dope tracks, we move blocks. From the fly girlies to the hardest of the rocks. Musically, the quest is on the rise. We own these excursions, so you must realize that continually, I'll pop my Zulu. If you don't like it, get off the Zulu tip. So what can you do in the times which exist? You can't fake moves on your brother or your sis, but if your sis is a... is a jerk, leave them both alone and continue with your work, whatever it may be in today's society. Everything is fair, at least that's how it seems to me. You must be honest and true to the next. Don't be phony and expect one not to flex, especially if you rhyme, you have to live by the pen. Your man is your man, then treat him like your friend. All it is the code of the streets, so listen to the knowledge being dropped over beats. Beats that are hard, that a funky, it could get you hooked like a crackhead junkie. What you gotta do is know the tribe is in the sphere, the abstract poet prominent like Shakespeare.
Back listening to Operation Radio Bug on CITR 101.9 FM, and we've got Jack Campbell as our artist feature today in the studio. We've got Alex Haddon.
What's up?
As our hype man.
just resident
knowledgeable source also in the studio. And Jack just did a last minute addition to our playlist with Excursions by A Tribe Called Quest to round out our multifaceted genre mix for the morning.
For sure. And right now we're going to have one more in-studio performance, and then we're going to listen to another interesting pair of tracks, and we'll talk a little bit about them right now. So keeping up with our theme of Canadian female composers, this one is by somebody who's still alive and a Vancouver resident that I believe... is a marvelous composer and I'm friends with, and I'm about to play a movement of a piece I actually commissioned from her.
Wow.
So this is new Canadian music for you all. And I so right now we're going to hear Dusk from Day at Lost Lagoon by Catherine Baness. And Catherine is on Instagram, and she's a very good friend of mine and a marvelous musician, so I suggest you check her out.
Thanks. All right.
Here we go.
Thank you.
You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. We've got Jack Campbell in the studio today playing some live music. You want to tell us what you just played?
So, keeping up with our theme today of Canadian female identifying composers of contemporary classical music, that was by my dear friend and a living Vancouver artist, Catherine Bonness. I commissioned that work from her. It's a piece about Vancouver. It's titled Day at Lost Lagoon, so any Vancouverite knows what that references. And that was the third movement of this beautiful suite called Dusk. And I really find it's an extremely soothing, contemplative, sensitive piece of music.
It really is.
A really marvelous joy to have had it written for me.
Awesome. Well, yeah,
That's amazing.
A wonderful performance of it as well.
Thank you very much.
So thank you.
So we got a few more tracks to round out our multi-genre, multimedia, multifaceted, multi-synthesized
yes.
morning here.
We did have the clown playing a little bit in the background.
Very good.
Charles Mingus. You also picked out 100 Years Ago by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to the Rolling Stones.
All right.
Here's the deal, right? I am a contemporary classical musician. I am a violin soloist. I am a classical composer. I'm a classical music producer, classical music curator, etc. But my favorite band is the Rolling Stones.
Naturally.
How could you not love the Rolling Stones? And lately, I have been doing a bit of a passion project myself, which is a theoretical, from a compositional standpoint, study of the music of the Rolling Stones versus the music of the Beatles. Because I know that when we look at music history, right, the Beatles are kind of what we consider a little bit, I don't know, for lack of a better word, bigger. You know, a bit more of an impact on pop culture, a little bit more of perhaps a legendary status. And then we think how John, Paul, George, and Ringo also went on to become solo superstars. And we think of, you know, to me, the thing that's most interesting of the Beatles is when we think of the legend herself, Yoko Ono,
right.
and what she did for music and art. And then when we think of her and John together, what they did even for political society. It's such a cultural phenomenon. But, you know, it's interesting to see the Stones because they've been around for so much longer. In fact, they've been around for longer than any rock and roll band.
And I didn't know that.
They have been one of those rock and roll bands that has experimented with literally every genre of music.
It's amazing.
It's insane.
Right?
It's insane. And, you know, Mick and Keith, I really have always felt that they were the greatest songwriters of the 20th century. And when I've been studying their music and you compare it to the Beatles and you compare it to other instruments, I have noticed that there is a greater sense of harmonic and melodic experimentation than any other major rock and roll band.
Interesting.
And also, when you look at their writing, the contrapuntal styles are almost reminiscent of Bach.
Whoa.
And my favorite personal thing is when you look at a Rolling Stones track, Keith Richards has sometimes layered 16 different guitars on those tracks. So what you have is a level of orchestration that is symphonic. And when you think of all the different instruments you hear on these pieces, you are hearing what I would consider a symphonic, almost romantic tradition of music that has expanded into the popular medium. And it's not surprising because Keith Richards himself says that he starts every morning with Mozart.
Interesting.
So I'd like to play a very deep cut, one that's not played a lot, one they hardly ever play in concert, and I think partly because of the complexity of the music. So here's 100 Years Ago from 1974's Goat's Head Soup.
Walking through the wood the other day, and the world was a carpet laid before me. The buds were bursting and the air smelled sweet and strange. Seemed about 100 years ago. Mary and I, we were set up on the gate, just gazing at some driving in the sky. What tender days we had. Sometimes wise enough to grow up.
listening to Operation Radio Black on the CITR 101.9 FM. We've got an artist in residence today, Jack Campbell, in the studio.
Hello.
And we've got Alex Haddon.
What's up? That was an awesome studio suggestion. I've never heard that song before.
It's a deep cut, man. Yeah. Not many people know that track. There's only one live version of it, too.
Really?
And this is somebody that's been bootlegged and reproduced as much as the Stones live.
Yeah.
Speaking of bootlegs, we're about to go to a track written by a man who's certainly been bootlegged a lot in his life. You know, here in the studio, I was just playing contemporary classical music, right? Which is my greatest passion in life, but I'm so interested in all sorts of music and how it all merges together. And so, you know, what a violinist does, right, is they take a piece by a great composer and they interpret it. They put their own spin on it. And I think this is a tradition that's been around for centuries. And we're about to hear a piece by one of the 20th century's great composers. And he is a great composer, Bob Dylan. One of last century's greatest composers, Nobel Prize winning author, a brilliant songsmith. And it's going to be interpreted by one of the greatest living vocalists, Cat Power, a fantastic American singer, really wonderful person, wonderful social activist, and with an absolutely mesmerizing voice. So here we're going to hear the tradition of a great composition being interpreted by a great performer expressed in the popular medium.
Awesome. I like the term songsmith.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
All right. It's Cat Power. Stuck inside the mobile with the Memphis Blues Band.
How the ragman draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know he don't talk. And the ladies treat him kindly and furnish him with tea, but deep inside his heart I know he can't escape.
Track. Oh, mama, come here.
101.9 FM.
Hello, all you lovely people out there.
Hello, this is it. We've reached the end of our hour today.
Unfortunately,
yeah. Well, you know what? It's not the end because we'll probably do another show at some point soon.
Exactly.
You can tune in to Saxophone and La Pierre Midi at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday. You can tune in to Chopped and Screwed Now on Tuesday, 3 p.m.
With Alex.
Every other week.
First one was Bailey's show.
And first one was my show. And you can tune in to another fill-in where we'll hopefully have Jack back. And hopefully you'll have a show at some point.
I'm hoping to get on here. This is a lot of fun. It's really chill being with you guys. And I think one thing, we've also had such good discussion and music today. I'm hoping that we can work together, the three of us, live on air again.
I hope so.
Yes. Yeah. So stay tuned. Look forward to it.
Everybody have a lovely Wednesday afternoon.
Have a lovely Wednesday afternoon. And word of the day is Songsmith.
All right. Peace and love, everyone.